three of them a day or something, and it's great. You know, there's some that are very affordable, good options. And, yeah, they can work really well with vitamin C. Sometimes there's some synergies with nutrients, but they actually work better. So your question's valid with that, James. So,
interesting.
Yeah, good thing sometimes.
We appreciate you guys so much, what you do in the community, what you do for us here, and joining us on the radio. I know we're not going to get a chance probably to talk before Thanksgiving, so we wanted to thank you guys. And you know, Thanksgiving, I think, of being thankful. And we're thankful to have a store like yours, a place like yours, your family going, not just you two, but your father, your whole family. We appreciate you guys so much. And thank you for joining us. I want to encourage people to follow you on social media. And again, the phone number to call, 715-423-3120. There at 910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. Stephen and Katrina, thank you so much for the time.
Thank you,
James. Thank you, everyone.
We'll talk to you guys soon. You take care. Have a great Thanksgiving.
You too. Bye-bye.
We'll be back with more Morning Magazine in a few right here on AM 1320 WFHR.
Hello and greetings from Indianapolis. My name is Chris Wooldridge. I worked at WFHR from the years 2004 until 2010. I was the station's program director, morning show host, and did some play-by-play as well. Just wanted to take a moment to say congratulations to WFHR on their 80th anniversary. What an amazing accomplishment. You know, I'm so honored to say I was a small part of those 80 years, and I'm so very thankful for the lifetime friendships that I made while I was there at WFHR. Congratulations on this amazing anniversary, and thank you so much for listening. God bless and take care.
Just you, safely in your stand, surrounded by nature. Deer season is the perfect time to challenge yourself and put your hunting skills to the test. Besides, being out in the woods never gets old. And that excitement you feel when the animal's clearly in range, well, there's nothing like that either. So get your license at gowild.wi.gov. And enjoy the hunting season. Wisconsin DNR. Find your adventure. Go wild in Wisconsin.
The Big Inn of Bill Michaels here, and I'm with you weekdays 1 to 5 on Central Wisconsin's very own AM 1320 WFHR.
Here's your forecast from the Weather Eye Weather Center.
For today, we'll see gradually clearing skies with high temperatures working up into the lower 40s. Wind still a bit breezy out of the west. Then for tonight, mostly clear skies with lows in the mid-20s. On near Thursday, clouds in the increase, a chance for a late-day rain-snow mix developing. High temperatures reach the mid to upper 40s. And a chance for light snow Thursday evening, 21. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Michael Carroll.
Thanks a lot, Michael. It is 31 in Stevens Point, Marshfield and Wausau, 34 in Wisconsin Rapids.
Good morning, and welcome back to The Morning Magazine, presented by Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Plumbing. It's time for part two.
Welcome back, everyone, to Morning Magazine for this November 11th, 2020. Your host, James J. Maloff here. Thank you so much for joining us. Right now, joining us on the phone, we have our friends from Encourage. We have Christopher Guest joining us. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
And Mary Ann Lippert joining us. Good morning, Mary Ann.
Good morning. Good sunshiny morning.
Yes, it's nice. It feels good to say that, doesn't it? They're a good sunshiny morning. I like that. It feels good. We appreciate you guys being with us so much. We have a bunch to talk about, so we're going to dive right into it. I wanted to get into the digital divide. Christopher, I was wondering if you could kind of touch on that a bit for us.
Absolutely. You know, as we've, over the last couple of months, we've been bringing on some of our friends and partners and organizations that we work with and initiatives that we're aware of at Encourage, wanting to make sure that we can get the word out about what's happening in and around our community. And this has been on our radar for quite some time. In fact, if we go back about 8 years or so, almost 9 years now, to 2012, Encourage did publish a paper called Bridging the Digital Divide to Improve Life in Central Wisconsin. And by the digital divide, what we mean is essentially access to the Internet, to good quality, reliable Internet access. And we know that we are so very fortunate to have Solaris as a local partner, as an organization, a company that's, of course, based here and providing incredible services to our community. But we also know that there are folks who are in rural parts of Wisconsin, and this is not unique just to us here in Wood County, of course, but all over the state, in rural areas where it's just not as easy to get direct wire or internet access to the home. Yeah. So we know that that, of course, provides any number of issues, and we could probably talk for the whole half hour about the challenges around working remotely and attending school remotely and why internet access is certainly crucial for that. But also, when we think about Encourage's vision of a community that works well for all, this just fits squarely in the center of that, that in order for the community to work well for all, we need to make sure that everyone has equal access to the resources and information that is available to us. And along comes Marianne Lippert with a wonderful opportunity and project to help address the need here in our community.
Yeah, and there's, I mean, to piggyback off your point there, Chris, there's virtually no, and I didn't mean to say that, not intended there, but there really is almost no field that isn't, that doesn't use internet now, and no age group that doesn't either. Yep. This used to be such a thing where we kind of thought about, oh, that's just young people, or, oh, that's just this, everybody now. And especially with the world that we're in right now, it's all the more important that people are able to reach out to each other, that people are, you know, we have Thanksgiving around the corner, and a lot of people are going to be having virtual Thanksgivings, and relatives we don't get to see very often, you know, being able to see them off of good broadband, off of, you know, not having it break up and freeze, and little yep. things like that. And then you talk about the education part of it. It is vital when it comes to that. So I really appreciate you bringing Marianne on with us. And Marianne, I was wondering if you could kind of touch on that, the news item here.
Well, the news item is that Wood County is partnering with a fixed wireless provider on two grant applications to the Wisconsin Public Service Commission. And my goal today is to issue a call to action for residents to submit letters of support for this project.
That's great. I think that's something that, you know, I know it's a divided time right now, but I think everybody can get behind that. If people want to do, well, first, what should the letter kind of entail?
Well, do you mind if I start instead with a little more detail about the project itself?
Please do.
Okay. You know, as Christopher mentioned, the southeast Wood County area is very fortunate to have Solaris, which provides fiber to the home. And that is truly the gold standard. But if you live out in a rural area like I do, and I'm in rural Pittsville in the town of Wood, I mean, we're just not getting fiber to the home for a long, long time because, you know, the homes are too far apart. So the next best thing is a technology known as fixed wireless. Fixed wireless involves the erection of towers, and from those towers, radio waves are transmitted to provide an internet connection. So a subscriber doesn't need a phone, a cable, or a fiber line. It's an ideal solution for rural areas where that hardwire to the home or the business is really cost prohibitive.
Interesting. When it comes to what is the Wood County like broadband project, can we touch on that a bit?
Oh, you bet. As Christopher mentioned, there are areas throughout the country, actually rural areas, that just don't have access to internet at all, or have access to internet, but it's not fast enough. It's not fast enough for modern life. The Federal Communications Commission, as well as the Wisconsin Public Service Commission, have partnered on publishing maps that show internet speeds as well as number of providers available by geography. And this particular grant opportunity from the Wisconsin Public Service Commission is really focused on unserved and underserved areas. Wood County has an unserved area in the southwest corner. And then a large part of the county is considered underserved. Now, that does not include you know, the area served by Solaris, because truly they are the gold standard. But there are large areas of the county, particularly in the rural areas, that are considered underserved. We actually have two grant applications that are going to be submitted. One is for that southwest corner of the county, and it primarily covers the Pittsville School District. The Pittsville School District is 357 square miles, and it's very lightly populated. And this area has really been identified by the Department of Public Instruction as a school district that needs some additional resources in order to do virtual education. So that is one of the applications. The other application is really the rest of the county, except for Wisconsin Rapids, Port Edwards, Nakusa, and the Marshfield area. So it's all those rural towns, you know, Hanson, Sherry, Seneca, Seagull, all of those places.
Okay. I understand that Wood County is also partnering with the Bug Tussle Wireless?
Correct. They are partnering with Bug Tussle. Bug Tussle is the internet service provider that stepped forward to really, they approached us to do this project. Bug Tussle is a company that folks around here haven't heard a lot of, but it's very well established in the east central part of the state. They're headquartered in Green Bay, and if you look at their service area, they have a lot of territory that they cover just to the east of us. Bug Tussle also in the past has applied for public service funding and has been very successful. They're good at this project. They're good at this game. They know how to write a good project, and they've been successful. I believe they've had 5 funded projects already in rural counties. So we feel like we have a good partner, someone that's done this before, been around the block, and has a decent track record.
Does fixed wireless exist in this part of the state right now? I mean, it's a term that I had heard, but I didn't necessarily myself know what exactly it meant. So is it something that is currently in operation in this area, or would it be an entirely new kind of infrastructure?
There are some small companies that do fixed wireless in the large central Wisconsin area.
Okay.
I know
it's not brand new.
I know we've mentioned the term a bit and everything. Kind of specifically, what fixed wireless is? Kind of touched on that a bit. Is there any more to it that you wanted to add? Is all I mean, Maria.
Well, to tell you the truth, I'm not a techie.
That's all right. That's okay.
I can't explain the tech portion of it. I know there's 2 types of fixed wireless. One is line of sight. And there's another fixed wireless called LTE, and the LTE is what they're primarily proposing to install. The LTE comes in waves. So, you know, if you have trees or hills or, you know, things like that, that particular type of fixed wireless moves. It's not just line of sight.
Yeah, see, you know your stuff. You know some stuff. That's all right. That's good. I wanted to ask, because we've kind of talked about this a little bit and everything, but again, getting just a little more detailed on it, why rural Wood County?
Well, because rural Wood County, according to the Public Service Commission and the Federal Communication System maps, is primarily underserved. And, you know, as we're collecting letters of support, we have ample evidence of that. There are young people are having challenges with virtual K-12 education. That's nothing new for some of the folks that have been taking university online classes. They've struggled with robust connections for many years. Another thing that has really accelerated this need is so many more employers are asking their employees to work from home, even if it's only 3 days a week. And businesses and their employees are struggling with internet speeds. You know, having access to the internet is one thing, but having access to a fast enough pipeline is another thing. And so while you may be able to check email and read the newspaper online, if you're having to upload material for school, for work, if you're trying to do a video telehealth visit, you know, those things become very, very difficult if you don't have adequate speed. The other thing that has happened with the pandemic is because families, multiple family members, have been home at the same time, the speed that they do have isn't able to handle a couple kids doing virtual education, mom and or dad working from home, and also handling a telehealth visit. It's just not adequate.
You know, that's a great point to make, because when we talk about internet and we talk about good internet, oftentimes people are brought back to the old dial-up days and you know, waiting for 2 minutes for a web page to load up or something like that. But just as important and a key part of this is the amount of people online, the amount, you know, just looking at it like mm-hmm. that in a household where dad's, you know, checking sports scores and mom's looking up this and the kids are doing schooling or something. You've got a bunch of different people feeding off of that base, that internet line, and to be able to make sure that they all get the information that is, they're not waiting for 2 minutes for the webpage to load up, and that's another right. big part of this as well, especially when you look at that in a bigger perspective to schools, to universities, how key it is for that, because we're talking so much more and more about kids, you know, learning from home and learn, you know, going to school from home and that.
Mm-hmm. I've gotten several letters of support where students have talked about taking a test online and they lose a connection in the middle. And so then they've lost all the stuff that they've done and have had to, you know, work with their instructors. You know, I'm sorry, I lost my connection. Mm-hmm. Can you reconnect me? I have heard of telehealth visits that have been interrupted because there's not enough speed. You know, I've heard from teachers that have really been stressed about having that connection with their students, being able to see them in real time, be able to respond to their questions and things. And that situation goes both ways. I mean, we have some teachers that live in rural areas and then are communicating with students in rural areas. So it's kind of a double whammy in some cases.
Yeah. I think that we, you know, the three of us come from a time when we used to talk about internet, it was a luxury. And more every day, I think that it's becoming more and more of a necessity, which just to speak to why these, you know, these grants are being applied for and that sort of thing. Would you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely. It's becoming more and more of a necessity. I would really like to share with you some examples. Mm-hmm. And here I'm looking it up right now on my computer because I want to make sure I, here we go.
A perfect example, right there, the correct quotation. You just gave us a great example right there already to start off with. That's great.
right, absolutely. So here are some examples from agriculture. Irrigation controls, mapping of soil conditions, amount of fertilizer needed per square meter or yard, yield mapping, monitoring cows for milk fever, for bloat, logistics for fuel and commodity delivery, home security and automation, including child care oversight, geriatric oversight. This is becoming a big one. We don't want grandma and grandpa to go into the nursing home or assisted living. We'd like them to be able to age at home. Well, there are applications that can help monitor the activities of the elderly that is fed to their family. I mean, we're not talking about letting the world know what they're doing, you know, mm-hmm. to be able to get to their family. Security alarms and monitoring. Monitoring critical appliances such as freezers, refrigerators, sump pumps, HVAC controls, you know, medical and health purposes, blood clot monitoring, oversight of insulin and pain pumps, in-home cancer treatment, heart monitoring, automatic adjustment of pacemakers and other heart monitors. I mean, these are just some of the real practical examples of things. I mean, it's much more than streaming movies.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot more than just watching, you know, funny cat videos or anything like that. There's so much more, And those are some great examples. I really appreciate you bringing those to us, Marianne. We're speaking with Christopher Gesch and Marianne Libert, friends of ours, firm Encourage. We're going to do is take a quick break right now. But when we come back, I'd like to talk more about how people can help. You guys have done a lot of great work with this. We want to know what we can do to help out and kind of a call to action. So we'll do that when we come back with more Morning Magazine right here on AM 1320. This is WFHR.
Interviews, highlights, and analysis with the best in the business. Others can talk about the game. Only one source can deliver the goods, and it can only be found right here on the Paul Christ Radio Show on the Badger Sports Network.
Join us for the Paul Christ Show Thursday, 6.05 p.m. all season long, right here on AM 1320 WFHR.
If you're an area employer, the next 30 seconds could be key to your growth and success. On-the-job training programs are available right now to assist with selection and cost of that new employee your business needs. Reimbursement for training costs, customized training plans to fit your needs, and continuous support when you need it. You hire, you train, we help pay. The first step is to contact us. Call the Wisconsin Rapids Job Center at 715-422-5000 and ask about on-the-job training programs for area employers. We'll help you build the workforce you need.
Oh, what an answer by the Badgers.
The Badgers play here. Tune in to every game for Wisconsin football right here.
Listen to Wisconsin Badger football all season long right here on AM 1320 WFHR. Proudly brought to you in part by Ag Country, Farm Credit Services, and Current Technologies Incorporated, CTI.
Here's your forecast from the WeatherEye Weather Center.
For today, we'll see gradually clearing skies with high temperatures working up into the lower 40s. Wind still a bit breezy out of the west. Then for tonight, mostly clear skies with lows in the mid-20s. On your Thursday, clouds in the increase, a chance for a late-day rain-snow mix developing. High temperatures reach the mid to upper 40s. And a chance for light snow Thursday evening, 21. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Michael Carroll.
Thanks a lot, Michael. Looking at your temperatures, it is 32 in Stevens Point, 31 in Marshfield and Wausau, 34 here in Wisconsin Rapids. We have Morning Magazine. We're joined by Christopher Gesch and Marianne Lippert from Encourage. And thank you both for joining us again.
Happy to be here.
Pleasure to be here.
I know we kind of touched on this earlier, Marianne. You were talking about a call to action and a way that people can kind of show their support towards this. Can we kind of dive into that a little bit?
Oh, absolutely. I would love to. In this particular grant application process, letters of support from community members are vitally important. A letter of support doesn't have to be anything complicated. A letter of support can be as simple as, you know, like, this is who I am, this is where I live, you know, like the town of Siegel. You don't have to give your address, okay?
Mm-hmm.
but this is who I am, this is where I live, and this is my experience with either lack of internet or slow internet. These are the things I could do better if I had a better connection. We do have a place where people can submit these letters of support. Now, it's kind of funny. One is an email address. You know, if you don't have good internet, it is kind of funny thinking you're going to email a letter of support, but we have other options too. First of all, the email address is woodcountybroadband@gmail.com. That's all one word, woodcountybroadband@gmail.com. If they don't have internet access and would like to mail a letter of support to me, you can send it to Wood County Broadband, 8182 Apple Road, Pittsville, 54466. I also have a phone number where people can contact me. The number is 715-544-7947. And I can repeat those again before the end of the program. The really key thing is to be able to show that citizens need this service and want this service. If we get this grant, it will not solve all the broadband problems in Wood County, but it will be a start. I'd like to talk just a little bit more about the essence of the project. It does propose building 18 towers. The company that we're working with, Bug Tussle, would be investing about 60% of the cost. That would be about $3 million. Mm-hmm. We're looking for approximately $1 million grant from the Public Service Commission. And Wood County government has agreed to do a $1 million local match. And they have a financing mechanism in place for that local match that would involve a payback from Bug Tussle Wireless. Wood County would receive all of their money back over a period of 10 to 12 years. So it's this really three partners, Bug Tussle Wireless, County of Wood, and then the Public Service Commission of Wisconsin. Mm. It's not a bad deal.
Mm-mm. No. I've heard a lot of grants in my day, and this is one of the better ones I've heard of. That is really well written out and well done.
Yeah. We're really asking for only 20% of grant dollars. And that's really about the max you can do. You need that buy-in from the provider. And Bug Tussle Wireless is very much committed to spending the money to serve Wood County.
Well, and this is an important investment, too. This is something that every citizen can benefit from.
Well, it is, absolutely. And it has, as we indicated, many advantages beyond just the social advantages of being connected with people or downloading movies or things like that. There are applications that are really important that relate to safety, security, health, and education.
Yeah, a couple of the things that we have talked about here, and specifically what you've brought up, Marianne, are so important as far as just being able to share information, doctors being able to talk to other doctors about a patient, farmers being able to share information about what's going on at their farm with other farmers. That's something that we've talked about with a bunch of our agricultural people, actually. And then of course, kids and their education and getting that free, as far as like the access, the being good internet and that sort of thing. There's so many layers to this. I feel like we could spend an hour just talking about that part of it. It is vital. It really is. It is one of those things.
We also know that COVID has changed everything about how we live and work, and some of that's going to be changed forever. And as presumably an increasing number of people will continue to work remotely or work from home, even once COVID is in the rearview mirror, ensuring that one is able to get the kind of connection they need, and whether it's, remotely accessing their machines back at work or simply trying to process large files and documents, it's going to be increasingly important as people don't necessarily travel to a place of business in order to do work.
Yeah, well said. And Marianne, I know that you mentioned before where we can send these letters, how we could submit them, our support towards this and everything. How can they do that again?
The email address is Wood County Broadband, all one word, at gmail.com. Or people can contact me on the phone, 715-544-7947.
Excellent.
There's also information on the Wood County webpage, the homepage for Wood County.
I've got that information here, too. If anybody really needs it, they can reach us on Over the Back Fence or just call up to the station. We'll make sure to get it to you. And cannot thank you both enough for the time. Thanks so much for being with us, and we appreciate you.
Thanks, James, and congratulations on your anniversary at WFHR. Yeah. A lot of years.
Thank you. We appreciate that. You know, we really appreciate everything that you guys at Occur to do for our community. Probably won't get a chance to talk to you beforehand, so you guys have a great Thanksgiving, and we'll talk again real soon.
Take care.
Thanks again. Thank you both so much. Christopher Gash, Marianne Lippert from Encourage joining us. We appreciate them and appreciate our friends at Family Natural Foods for being with us as well. More Money Magazine for you tomorrow right here on AM 1320 WFHR.
Andrew Thomas.
We're within, you know, a couple of weeks of having to make difficult decisions. I'm talking every hospital in the state.
To Wisconsin now. They had another record-breaking day of coronavirus hospitalizations and deaths, which prompted the governor, Tony Evers, to issue a brand new stay-at-home advisory.
It's not safe to go out. Please cancel the happy hours, the dinner parties, the sleepovers, the play dates.
Well, things are deteriorating.